it hasn't happened since 2015.
Up ahead, Winston. No one near him. And he's going to come out with it. And Michigan State is headed to Minneapolis.
Two-seed Michigan State heading to the Final Four, knocking off arguably the most talented team in the NCAA tournament, Duke. Stopped in its tracks by players like Matt McQuaid.
McQuaid loves the shot on the wing. Fakes it, though. Drives in. Oh, look, yes!
Kenny Goins.
Open look, Goins. He hits it!
Cassius Winston.
Winston's got these shots, though. Hasn't finished them.
And what more can be said about the coaching job of Tom Izzo this year? The Hall of Famer's eighth Final Four at the Midnight Pep Rally held at the Breslin Center this morning. Students and fans gathering to welcome the team back from Washington, D.C. Izzo noted that the job is not over.
We're going to do everything right we can to bring you a national championship.
Two wins away from the oh-so-sought-after second national championship for Izzo. Michigan State, Texas Tech. Minneapolis, Minnesota. Saturday night. All right, can't lie, folks. You know, this is such a really cool time right now because Michigan State is in the Final Four, right? But I can't lie. My mood is a little thrown off due to the fact that just moments, and I'm talking just literally moments after Michigan State booked the ticket to the Final Four, you know, I'm on, you know, on my laptop doing work and posting a bunch of content for you guys. And, you know, I just happened to go on Twitter and I'm scrolling and all of a sudden I see the breaking news concerning famed rapper. Well, he's really becoming one of my favorite hip hop artists in the game. You know, and I was just really starting to get into him. I've been listening to him for the last like 7 months, becoming a big fan of his. And rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle. Nipsey Hussle was gunned down outside of his clothing store in Los Angeles, California, yesterday. That's the instrumental, one of his songs, one of my favorite songs, Status Symbol 2, that you're hearing in the background. I thought that would be fitting to play today. Thoughts and prayers to Nipsey's family, Lauren London, his girlfriend, and, you know, they have a child together as well. But that's news that just rocked the entertainment world. I think it's the biggest loss in hip-hop since Pac and Biggie. This is that big. So just wanted to acknowledge that. Okay. On a much lighter note, Michigan State men's basketball is in the Final Four. And what a game it was. I believe for me, this ranks as numero uno. Now, I know I'm going to have some backlash for saying that. You know, as far as where this ranks in in Tom Izzo's. Throughout Tom Izzo's tenure as head coach of Michigan State, this was numero uno for me. Now, again, I know you're going to say, well, the Florida game, Al, that's what won Michigan State the national championship. And that whole, you know, the game with, you know, Mateen Cleaves getting injured and him putting on that heroic performance. Unreal, right? I was 10 years old when that game was going on. I remember this one so vividly because, again, I'm in the industry now and I'm covering this team and, you know, it's so fresh in my mind right now. All of the hype that this Duke team had this season due to the fact that they, you know, they garnered the number one recruiting class in the nation, Zion Williamson, who has become a household name, not just in the world of basketball, but in the world of sports. Zion Williamson's name is bigger than many NBA superstars right now. It's pretty crazy. You know, Duke and, you know, the hype train that was Duke this season, and Michigan State beating Goliath That's what it felt like. It felt like a David and Goliath matchup, even though not to take anything away from Michigan State, right? But coming into it, that's how it was looked at nationally. And Michigan State shocks everybody. Michigan State explodes brackets from here to Pluto, stuns the basketball world, and defeats Duke by 1 point. I didn't think it was going to happen. You guys know that. Heck, I mean, I've been so wrong, and I'm not too prideful to admit when I'm wrong. You know, I toot my horn when I'm right, but when I'm wrong, I'll also man up and say I was wrong. You know, dating back to when it was announced, when Josh Langford was out for the season, you guys remember the tweet that blew up? I tweeted that I don't see how Michigan State can win the Big Ten regular season championship, let alone get out of the first weekend. Dead wrong there. What we had, play that bite again, Connor.
Go!
Yeah, I know. I know, Homer. I was totally wrong. And then, you know, as they progressed out of the first weekend, going into this past weekend, I said, oh, well, Duke's sitting there. Duke is really good. I think the train stops there. I was wrong again. Wrong there. Yep. Yep. Yep, Homer. I was wrong again. And I don't think that I've ever been happier to be wrong. Because with everything, as you heard in the introduction, with everything that this team has gone through, to now sit on the Mount Rushmore of the 2018-19 college basketball season, the Final Four, it's remarkable what this team has done. And I'll say this as well. I think this year has been the best coaching job in Tom Izzo's tenure. All of the cards stacked against this team. Josh out for the season, and then you bring up the injury to Nick Ward's hand, in which he was out some time. Michigan State didn't sink. If anything, they swam and got better. They found a way not to just tread water, but they flourished, folks. Other players stepped up. Role players got better and didn't become role players. They became significant pieces to this team. That's called development. And development has a direct tie to coaching. Not to mention Kyle Arnes, right? Going down in that Big Ten tournament championship game out in Chicago. When he went down, I really thought to myself, oh, boy. And then the news came out, oh, you're in Duke's region as well, and you don't have Kyle Arnes, another body gone? Tom Izzo has defied the odds. Tom Izzo and his team, his coaching staff, that program has defied the odds this season and proven everybody wrong. It's amazing. Led by Cassius Winston. Cassius Winston, to use the cliche that has been used countless times when talking about Cassius Winston this season, he is the straw that stirs the drink. This team does not go if he doesn't go. And Sunday, you better believe he went. A double-double for him. He was finding players left and right. I believe he had 10 assists in that game. Also 20 or so points. He's been a leader all season. But, you know, to beat Duke, you need more than just Cassius Winston. You needed production from your role players. You needed production from guys like Xavier Tillman, from guys like Matt McQuaid, from players like Kenny Goins, who showed up. I was worried about Kenny, because Kenny's jump shot has been struggling. Hasn't been lights out like we've seen multiple times throughout this season. But when it mattered most, Kenny Goins hit down arguably the biggest shot. Not arguably, it was the biggest shot of the game. When it looked like things were maybe getting out of reach and Duke was trying to strengthen, you know, or tighten, I should say, that stranglehold on the game. Perfect execution on all sides, right? Tom Izzo draws up the perfect play. It was the perfect play for that moment. Nobody was expecting Kenny Goins to pop out. Duke certainly wasn't expecting it. They were expecting somebody else to take that shot. But it was a nice pin down. It gave Kenny just enough space. And we had seen Zion early on in the game, right, like jump from what seemed to be like the free throw line and block Kenny Goins' three. Early in the game, that's what happened. I mean, he's a freak of nature. I mean, how about the rebound on Xavier Tillman's back as well? I mean, he is a freak. So that thought kind of crossed my mind as well. When Kenny got some space, Zion was right there looming. He gets it off. Nothing but the bottom of the net. The Spartan bench goes crazy. The fans go crazy. And you felt that momentum shift to Michigan State. A remarkable moment. Kenny Goins, who, by the way, this is his second Final Four appearance. He was on the 2015 team. Of course, he did not contribute as much as he has contributed this year to this team. Huge. That bucket, huge. Kenny said afterwards that he's practiced that shot on his mini hoop as a child many, many times, so he was ready. Those are the moments you dream about. That play is going to be played over and over and over and over and over. When it comes to Michigan State's famed basketball history, pretty remarkable stuff. Kenny Goins finished with 10 points. Tillman was big. I loved it. And when you talk about the defensive game plan that Michigan State had to slow down Zion Williamson and Duke, it was brilliant. It really was. It was great help defense, help side defense down low whenever Duke would try and go ISO with Zion Williamson or try and post him up. You would have an extra defender coming his way. Or it worked brilliantly when Michigan State would front Zion Williamson. They would front him, bring an extra man on the weak side, and it led to some turnovers. Zion Williamson turned the basketball over more times than any other player that played yesterday. RJ Barrett also had 7 turnovers, so let me take that back. Zion had 5. So Zion was 2 away from matching RJ Barrett. But Barrett and Williamson coughed the ball up multiple times, 17 turnovers as a whole for Duke, and a lot of that, again, had to do with the defense that Michigan State enacted on that team. Help side defense, front Zion, bring extra bodies, clog the driving lanes if possible. I mean, there were some plays where Zion just used his strength and just kind of bullied guys because he's that big. He is that kind of freakish player. 10 of 19, 24 points, and yeah, he's gone. NBA is calling Zion's name. We all know that. He's moving on now. But, you know, for Michigan State to do this, it's unreal. You know, and Cassius Winston, 9 of 23, could have shot better. 20 points, 10 assists, though. 10 assists, not to mention Cassius Winston's defense. Cassius was big defensively as well. Remember the swipe that he had? I forget who the player was, but, you know, he gets a hand in there, pokes it, and goes on the fast break, slow. This is how smart. All he said is about Cassius Winston. He is smarter than you. Cassius Winston is the smartest basketball player in college basketball. On that fast break, you know, he didn't force it. He slowed up, went in the middle of the paint, handed it off to Xavier Tillman, who exploded to the rim for an unstoppable layup. Cassius Winston is smarter than you. You see why he got those scholarship offers from Ivy League schools, right? The kid is just, he's so smart, the way he thinks the game. That's what a point guard is all about. He's not the quickest. He's not the fastest. Not real athletic. Heck, you know, Cassius being the Big Ten Player of the Year, he was in the running for National Player of the Year this season. You know, when you look at mock drafts right now, Cassius Winston is nowhere to be found. He's not a first round. If he was to go with the kind of year he's had, if he was to go and enter his name in the NBA draft this season, no one projects him to get drafted, period. But yet he goes out, game in and game out, and balls like this.